Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we come to lift Jesus up higher, higher, and higher, I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. If this is your first time fellowshipping with us on our platform, we want to welcome you in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you will enjoy the services to the extent that you'll just keep on coming back and coming on back and coming on back. We meet on this platform 6 days a week at this hour, and then we meet 7 days a week at another hour. Amen. So I said all that to say we're here 7 days a week. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the living God. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right, all right, all right. And yesterday, amen, glory be to God. We, amen, encourage you to wait. Amen. Wait for your promotion. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That your waiting is not in vain in the Lord. And when you are waiting, God is preparing you. Amen. He is preparing you for success. He is preparing you for increase. He is preparing you for the promotion. Amen. So don't become discouraged when it seems like it's taking a long time. Amen. For something to happen, because God is in the background working. He is behind the curtains, behind the scenes, working. Amen. Glory be to God. In the meantime, we encourage you to just go deeper and deeper with the Lord. Amen. Increasing your fellowship and your work for him and getting yourself together personally. Amen. While you're waiting on God. Amen. Getting your health together, getting your credit together. Come on now. Glory be to God. Getting stuff in order. Amen. While you're waiting on God. Get your house in order. Amen. And so we bless the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, all right, all right. Amen. We want to encourage you today, beloved, through the word. Amen. That God is in need of you. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. And that God, amen, just doesn't, anybody, and just those who are well-versed or those who are highly educated. Glory be to God. God doesn't pick and choose like that, beloved. But we want to encourage you today through his word, amen, that God uses ordinary people. Ordinary people. God uses, amen, everybody. Anybody that will answer to the Lord, anybody that will tell the Lord yes, glory be to God, regardless of your rank in society, amen. God is willing, amen, to use you, amen, and he's calling you. The Bible tells us, for many are called, amen, hallelujah. And we want you to know, amen, that you are, amen, called today. You are called, amen. Father God, we bless you and we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. Through the ages, amen, when we look back, and I love history and research, we can find so much. Amen. To know, you know, what was before us. Amen. What was before us and what happened before us. And I'm just amazed at history. Amen, beloved. But when we look through the ages, we find out that God is always delighted in choosing normal people to do his business. This normal, average folk. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you consider yourself to be a normal, average kind of person, beloved, that means you are just the kind of person that God is looking to use. When we look in our scripture today, amen, in the book of Corinthians, the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter number 1, it says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. For God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise." For you see your calling, brethren. For you see your calling, sister. You see your calling. That not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty men, not many noble men, see, are called. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, when we look at that word noble in this verse, beloved, it comes from a Greek word, eugenes, okay? And we talked about this a little bit earlier in one of our teachings, beloved, amen. And the first part of that word means well or good, well or good. And the second part, beloved, is the word genes. See, which we get our human word when we talk about our human genes. You know, I got my genes from my mama. Yeah, I got strong genes from my father. You know what I mean? And that's where we get that word genes. But when you put these two words together, beloved, glory be to God, it portrays people who are well-born or who have excellent genes. Noble. See? Glory be to God. And so, beloved, in the ancient Greece, the word noble meant men of high descent, such as the sons of kings and politicians or others from the upper crust of society. It referred to individuals whose ancestors have been powerful. They come from a wealthy line, a rich line, a famous line. These were the high-born, blue-blooded, culture, refined, courtly pedigree, see, the aristocratic people who sustained their lawful positions in society based on their birth, you know, based on who they was born to, you know, born with a silver spoon in their mouth. You know, you're just born right into this, you know, this family that got it all going on. You know, they got it going on. They got the money. They got the power. They got the name. You know, just born right into their family. Because examples of this class of people, beloved, would be members of royalty. All right? We've been hearing a whole lot about what's going on in the royal family, okay? But the little baby, I forgot the little baby name, amen, and baby that just had a sister. Amen. Glory be to God. But the fact that they were born, amen, to the prince, see, and to his wife, it places them directly into a royalty, see. And so these members of royalty, beloved, who hold their exalted positions in society, whether or not they personally merit those positions, see. They may not even merit it. See, and then that's a whole subject all by itself. Amen. But they were born into the upper crust. See, and they stayed there simply because of their family name or relationships. You stay there. Don't make a difference if you move to Canada. You're still part of the royal family. See, there's royalty in your blood. See, you might be a bad person. Might done some bad things. See? Uh-huh. And that's why, you know, that's why the royal, they got to cover that up. They ain't that number one. They ain't even going to let it happen. Oh, they still investigating Princess Diana. They still investigating it, and they know more than what they're telling us, but you know what I mean? They covering some stuff up, amen, because they're not going to let you blemish that royal name. Oh, they ain't going to let you blemish that royal name. All right, that's all I'm going to say on that. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, modern examples of that word noble, amen, that the Bible uses here, beloved, amen, are sons and daughters of kings and queens who retain their royal posts simply because of the blood that runs in their veins. Other examples will be the sons and daughters of famous and beloved politicians. Although the offspring themselves may not have accomplished anything significant in life, may not have done anything, see, might be deadbeats, huh? But their famous last name has sealed their fame and placed in society. They were born with a name that gives them lifetime guarantees and gives them access to privilege that's not available to common people with unknown names. But the word noble, beloved, that word noble can also refer to people who carry the seed of a genius as a result of the word good genes, see, they was born. An example of that, beloved, amen, would be Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein, it is said, amen, glory be to God, that there are members of his family, amen, that they have that gene in them, just genes. It is told, amen, that his granddaughter has 5 earned doctorates. Yeah, God, I'm very sweet. I'm a 5 earned doctorate. Glory be to God. Why? See, because in other great accomplishments, amen, in his family life, because that gene, they carry that Albert Einstein gene. See, that's that word noble, amen, when we look that up in the Greek, beloved. Paul is telling us, beloved, that God has not specialized and calling just this particular category of people. People who are of a royal descent. People who were born, amen, in the upper crust. People who, amen, was born of a genius, amen. People who was born, you know, in multi-million dollar households in the States. People who were born, amen, famous politicians. This is what the word is telling us this day. God just does not specialize just in this category. Yes, he can use this category. And he desires to use this category, but he is not limited to this category of people. Glory be to God. Beloved, when we take a look at world history, you'll see that God hasn't primarily specialized in using kings. So yes, he did use King David. Glory be to God. Amen. But God doesn't specialize in using kings. He doesn't specialize in using queens and royalty and politicians and scientists, philosophers, writers, movie stars, celebrities. Glory be to God, to advance his kingdom. From the onset of time, God has reached into the hearts of ordinary men and women. These are the ones most often, beloved, who accomplish, amen, mighty feats through God's grace and power. Just ordinary people. See, God calls ordinary people, amen, and places his power on them, amen. He places his super on them, and he makes them, amen, extraordinary. God doesn't call extraordinary people. God calls ordinary people, beloved, to do his work. We look at the 12 disciples, amen, who turned the world upside down, beloved, the Bible tells us. These were fishermen, uneducated fishermen. They didn't have a high school diploma, probably didn't even have a GED. Ordinary. Probably spoke Ebonics, huh? Ordinary people, just ordinary people.
So, beloved, if God isn't looking for the upper crust of society, then he must be looking to the lower crust. In other words, God is looking to the ordinary. God is looking to the usual, to regular, just a regular folk, down-to-earth folk, routine, run-of-the-mill, standard, typical kind of people. This means, beloved, that if you come from a normal, average background, you are possibly the very one God wants to use. Let's look at that scripture again. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble or called, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. See, beloved, he didn't say he didn't call the mighty and the noble. He just said not many. Glory be to the living God. Yes, God has called the rich and the famous as well. But it is the regular folks who most often find themselves chosen by God to carry out his will in the earth. God specializes and using ordinary people just like you and me. Somebody sang a song. Glory be to God. I'm not going to sing it today, but y'all know it. God specializes. Amen. Ordinary people like you and ordinary people like me. That is why Paul goes on to say, beloved, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Now, when we look at that word foolish, beloved, in the Greek, glory be to God, that word foolish, amen, is where we get the word moron. See? Moron, when we look up the word moron, we get the word idiot, imbecile, half-wit, numbskull, dimwit, dunce, blockheaded, dope, ignoramus, lame brain, jerk. All of this, amen, beloved, all of these meanings come from that word moron. See? God have chosen the foolish things. The truth is, beloved, no one is an idiot in God's view. But the world often views people whom God chooses as being nitwits. The people, the person that God has chosen, they consider that person to be lame brains, idiots. See, God has chosen the foolish things according to what the world considers to be foolish. God didn't choose. They can't even speak. They can't even speak English. You hear that? They skipping words and using words that's not in the dictionary. And I know God ain't chose them. Jane ain't got no high school diploma. You got to be kidding. I know God didn't choose them. Man, they ain't from the hood. Man, this person here, no, this person here is an introvert, man. No, God ain't choose them. No. Did you know this person's history? Did you look up this person's history? Man, this person's incarcerated. They did jail time, man. Huh? This person was adopted. This person, far as the world's view, surely God didn't choose you because you're not, you know, you're not eloquent enough. Your posture, you have no flair. Huh? You come from a family of po-fo. Matter of fact, you ain't come from a family at all. Huh? Surely God didn't choose you. Ah, that's what the world says. God has chosen the foolish things of the world, beloved, to confound the wise. God has chosen those who the world says, ain't no way. You just sit down. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Wait for the Pope to get in. Wait for the Pope to get in. Wait for the bishop to walk in. Wait for the apostle. You just have a seat. Ain't no way. Oh, my God, Jesus. Beloved, it is worth noting that that word, moron, was used in Paul's time to depict people whom the world scorned, people who the world made fun of, and people who they treated with contempt. Oh, yeah, they weren't nice to these people at all. They weren't nice to these people at all because they was morons. That fool, oh, my God, Jesus. Because much of the early church was comprised, beloved, of servants and slaves. We have to remember that. When you do your research in the early church, I mean, they wasn't working in Fortune 500 companies. They wasn't working in corporate America. Okay? We're talking about people who were mostly slaves and mostly servants. And they were most of the people in the local congregations. They comprised the congregations. They were the church members. And they were, yes, they were very uneducated. They were very uncultured, clumsy, crude, and awkward. See? And they were very unpolished. It wasn't that they were stupid, beloved. They had simply never been exposed, or they have never been taught about the manners. They were never taught the culture. They were never taught the refined behavior. They was never taught. I recall years ago, I was a little girl, not a little girl, I must have been about maybe 12, and I did something, and I came home, and my mother had something to say about it. But then my father, I never forget, my father asked my mother a question. He said, did you tell her? My mother just automatically assumed that I would do what I should have done. But then my father asked my mother a question. He said, did you tell her? Did you teach her? Did you groom her? See? And so, and this was the situation here, beloved, in the early church. They had never been taught the refined behavior, the protocols. Glory be to God. So they was reared and treated as servants since the time of their birth. See, they never had a need to know these skills. They was a servant. They was thinking like a servant. They was acting like a servant. They was talking like a servant. However, the early Christians lacked a polish, beloved. It made them look stupid in the world's eye. This low pedigree. Good for nothing. You ain't good to be nothing but a slave or a servant. Shine my shoes. Shine my shoes, clean my house, clean my toilet. In fact, the Roman Empire at first looked upon Christianity as the religion of stupid poor people because it grew so rapidly among the lowest slave classes. Hasn't changed too much today. Haven't changed too much today. A lot of people look at Christianity, beloved, as the religion of the stupid, the poor, the beggars, the lottery players, the overweight, the sick, the low educated, at the bottom of the food chain. The poor man's religion. Yet, beloved, we can be encouraged today because in the Word of God, Paul tells us that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. To confound the wise. When we look at that word confine, beloved, it means to put to shame. To embarrass, to confuse, to frustrate, to baffle. Glory be to God. This is what God has done, confounding, embarrassing those look that's calling us names, and putting those people to shame who's looking down on us, confusing them, frustrating them, and baffling them, to confine the wise. Amen. Again, amen, as we said earlier, the word wise refers to those who are naturally brilliant, those who are naturally intellectual. They're sharp, especially enlightened, see? And some people got it going on like that, huh? It's in their genes, naturally. You know, they don't put a whole lot of effort in it. They're not studying. just a little bit of reading, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and they excel. Glory be to God. They putting in 20 minutes and you putting in 20 hours and can't seem to catch up with them. Huh? Glory be to God. But Paul is saying, beloved, that God calls people whom the world considers morons in order to put to shame, in order to embarrass, in order to confuse, in order to frustrate, in order to baffle those who think they're smart. Oh, they think they're smarter than you. Oh, they think they're smarter. Oh, yeah. They making $75,000 a year and you make about $22,000. Mm-hmm. You know, you work for them. You follow their orders. You do, you know what I mean? Because they think they're smart. You pay me rent, amen. They own, amen, they got 50 houses in their portfolio. No, you work and you pay me. They think they're smart. And they think they're smarter than you. So, beloved, let me encourage you this morning. If anyone has ever called you an idiot, or if you've ever been called a stupid, imbecile, a jerk, it's time for you to rejoice. I never forget, I was on my way to school one morning. My high school, I graduated from Dobbins, Muriel Dobbins, 22nd and Lehigh in Philadelphia. Me and my girlfriend, we stopped in the store across the street. She was buying something. The guy, you know how they have all this stuff stacked in the store. They got stores overcrowded, everything piled up on one another. I leaned over a little bit, and I knocked something over on the counter. It wasn't nothing significant, you know, maybe about three little small boxes he had stacked up. And I never forget, and he made a statement, white guy, white man. He said, some people are builders and some people are destroyers. Some people are builders. Now this happened to me some 40, 50 years ago, and I still remember that. Now that I dwell, as a matter of fact, I'm glad he said it because it probably pushed me to do better and be better. Amen. He said, some people are builders and some people are destroyers. Oh, yeah, beloved. Has anybody ever called you stupid? Has anybody ever called you a destroyer? Huh? Is anybody? But I want you to know this morning, it's time for you to rejoice. You want to know why? Because this makes you a candidate to be used for God's glory. So, beloved, when we look at this verse here, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, in the Greek version, knowing the Greek definition of these major words, let me read this to you as I close on this morning. For you see your calling, brothers, how not many of you were especially bright. Not many of you were especially educated or enlightened according to the world standards. Not many of you were impressive. Not many came from high-ranking families. or from the upper crust of society. Instead, God selected people who are idiots in the world's view. In fact, the world sees them as imbeciles. The world sees them as jerks. God is using them to utterly confound those who seem smart in the world's eyes. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. How God, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. People with no, don't even have a high school diploma. I love it when God said dropped them in my spirit and said, use them. Put them up to teach a lesson. Put them up to preach. I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it to give them the opportunities. Glory be to God. I love it. Amen. And they just operating in the power of the Holy Ghost. People listening with college degrees, doctorate degrees, confounded by the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to intellectual people. Amen. Mesmerized by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to the living God. People who seem smart in their own eyes. God don't see the way we see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We don't come with man's wisdom. Hallelujah. But in the power and the demonstration of God's power. It is not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Beloved, we can't do nothing without Christ. It's the God in us. It's the power in us. It's the spirit in us. Glory be to God. We are nothing. We are nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has already dropped it in my spirit that there's going to be a one-day Holy Ghost revival. I don't know when. God just gave me advance notice. God just gave me the notice a couple days ago. He said there's going to be a revival. Glory be to God. I don't know where it's going to be. I don't know when it's going to be. I know it's going to be soon. Glory be to God. And I already know God is going to move. See, I already know. That souls are going to be saved, backsliders are going to be reclaimed, the baptism in the Holy Ghost is going to take place. I already know it. So God just gave me notice. He didn't give me nothing else. Amen. Glory be to God. Because God said, I got this. I'm going to take it from here. Matter of fact, I reached out to somebody yesterday, amen, in reference to maybe trying to have the service at that location, and I don't think it's working, but God says, I'm going to take it from here. Why? Because let me tell you something. It's God's power. It's God's word. Amen. Glory be to God. Alfreda, you just stay in prayer and stay humble. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And just show up. Beloved, let me tell you something. When God is calling you, all you got to do is show up. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Amen. Get out of anxiety. Get out of fear. Get out of all this apprehension. Amen. It's God's work. God said, I'm going to do the work. Glory be to God. I'm going to provide the place. I'm going to provide the resources. I'm going to provide everything you need. I'm showing up. I just need a vessel to use. Beloved, I'm encouraging you today that God is looking for a vessel to use. God is looking for anyone who will say yes to his call. God doesn't care anything about your family history, beloved. Do the research. Glory be to God. He don't care if you came out poor, if you came out busted, if you came out through an adoption. Maybe you were adopted. Amen. Glory be to God, huh? He don't care anything about that. He don't care. Glory be to God. If you want to further your education, further your education. That doesn't stop God from using you because you don't have a GED. Not many noble. Look, I'm closing. For ye see your calling. Alfreda, put your name in there. You see your calling. Many are called. You see your calling, Alfreda, hallelujah, Mary, Charles, whoever your name is, that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Stop looking up to these dignitaries. They're no more special than you. Glory be to God. It's the God in you. And if God be for you, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. We applaud their education. 5 earned doctorates, we applaud you. That don't give you no special rank in the Lord's kingdom. That don't make you better than me, and it don't make you smarter than me. Because God still has something for me to do. And I'm going to do it. Amen. Glory. I don't need any validation. I've already been validated. But God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Because God has chosen little me, the person you looking down on. The person you say, I'm too short, too tall, too black, too white. Too fat, too skinny, too poor. Yeah. You don't like my weaves. You say my fingernails too long. All these criticisms, all these judgments. Yeah, I had 3 babies out of wedlock. You said that disqualified me. Yeah, I've been divorced 4 or 5 times. You say that disqualifies me. But, beloved, the devil is a liar. These are man's systems. We serve and work for an audience of one. And his name is Jesus. And if God has called you, beloved, that's enough. Heaven didn't ask for your resume because heaven already knew your resume. Glory be to the living God. Therefore, beloved, even though you may not have any genius residing in your genes, you may not have the genes of Albert Einstein, nor any nobility running in your blood, beloved, that is not a strike against you. You can't lay claim to these factors, beloved, as excuses for not being used by God. God isn't looking for people who are geniuses or people who are well-born, born with silver spoons in their mouths, high-class blue bloods. But God is looking for anyone who will say yes to his call. Will you tell the Lord yes today? Will you just open up your heart and tell the Lord, Lord, God, I'll go where you send me. God, I do what you're calling me to do. Father God, I'll go. Abram told the Lord, he said, Lord, I'll go. I'll go. Moses had some hesitations, but finally said, I'll go. Paul had to get knocked off his ass, but eventually he got up and said, Lord, 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 I'll go. Don't let the Lord have to knock you off yours. Come on now, tell him yes. If you consider yourself to be just a regular old person, it's time for you to start rejoicing again. because you are exactly the kind of person that God wants to use. Just ordinary people. Just me. That's right. Just ordinary, laid out, calm, laid back, you know, average. That's all right. You still qualify. You just what God is looking for. He just wants you to tell him yes. Will you say yes today? Lord, help us to stop making excuses for why we think that you are not using us or you should not use us. It's time for us to stop ignoring the call of God and to accept the fact that you have laid your hands upon us and you want to use us in this world, Father God. Forgive us for putting this off for so long. But today, Father God, this morning, we accept your call. We reject all excuses for any further delay, and we gladly embrace what you are telling us to do. Thank you for helping us, Father. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Thank God for the word. And it will not return into him void, but it will always accomplish anything, amen, that God has called it to do. And it will accomplish everything that God has called it to do. Beloved, if God called me and God can use me, and I'm not saying he's using me all that much, or whatever he's doing, whatever level I am and growing, amen, based on yesterday's message, I'm still waiting because my sprouts, amen, my trees, the roots of my trees are still growing. So I'm not even anywhere close to what God wants to do. Matter of fact, it was already prophesied to me this weekend. I'm in a new, which I already knew it was a new level for this ministry. But if God can use me, beloved, I had to take speech classes. And every now and then, y'all see, I still get a little tongue-tied. I was taking special classes in elementary school, beloved, for my speech. An introvert. Born on low, I'm talking about, you talking about modest. And my mother and father, it was the dust. And at that time, it was 7 children. All in a little 3-bedroom row house on a little alley street in North Philadelphia, amen, in front of a graveyard around 31st and Lehigh. If God can use me, beloved, if God can use me, glory be to God. My first child was out of wedlock. My oldest daughter is 48, something like that. I had my first daughter out of wedlock. Wasn't going to go back to school. Thank God for my father who pleaded with me to go back to school. At that time, the schools was on strike. Amen. So she was born around that time, and I was able to go back. Amen. I'm glad I went back. Amen. Finished school. I was going to drop out of school. Thank God I went back to school, amen, and they continued my education thereon, amen, with my college degrees. But beloved, if God can use me, didn't know my father, my natural father, my biological father, and he was in the same city now. Didn't know him till much later on, or just right before he died. Didn't even know my daddy. If God can use me, God can use you. All you got to do is tell the Lord yes. All you got to do is tell the Lord yes. All right. In form of announcements today, beloved, amen. We will be at the altar of prayer today. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock and back at 9. 12 o'clock and back at 9. Come on and join us. Amen. Glory be to God. Bring your prayer petitions. Call at the top of the hour. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Even if you want to call in and touch and agree. You know, a lot of times I'm on the line when I can. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, even when I'm just there touching and agreeing in the midst of the prayer, it makes a difference. It really just to be in that atmosphere. Amen. Call on in and invite others, amen, to come with you. Amen. Beloved, there's a whole lot to pray about. There's a whole lot to pray about. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not going to overload our prayer warriors, amen, with 20 prayer petitions at one time. We want to be considerate. You know, you bring, you know, one or two prayer petitions, thanks. Amen. We want to be fair. Amen. And then you call in a minute, you know, the prayer warrior is not going to stop praying to take your prayer request. We don't do things that way. That's not order. So if you want your prayer petition, call in at the top. Amen. And even if you have to hang up, at least you know you got your prayer petition there. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. Bless God. Tomorrow, Lord's willing, it will be our Praise Wednesday. Amen. Come with your testimony. Tomorrow we want to say amen. Come with your, if you have something that made you laugh. Last week we said amen that we need to laugh more often. So if you have something that you would like to share with us tomorrow that made you laugh, amen. It might not be funny to us, but as long as it was funny to you, if it brought joy to your heart, a smile to your face, anything like that, come on and share, amen, some of your experiences with us. Amen. We want to smile with you. We're going to smile because you're smiling. And you know something about those experiences, even when you think back on them, they still bring a smile to your face. Amen. A smile is always a smile. Isn't that true? Amen. So that's what we want to do tomorrow. Amen. Lord's willing. And then tomorrow night at 8 o'clock is our Bible study. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study at 8 o'clock. Amen. And all of that at our prayer altar number. If you're a first timer with us, visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. You can get all the information. Amen. But the telephone number to our altar prayer and to our Wednesday night Bible study is 385-799-9729. All right, saints, that's it. That's it for today. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father God, help us to be in your will. Father God, in Jesus' name, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Show us your pathway for provisions, Father God. Father God, help us not to be afraid. You have not given us the spirit of fear. And you are in our best interest. If you are taking us somewhere, if you have an assignment for us to do, Father God, then that's what we need to be doing. That's what we need to be about, because that's where our joy is going to be found. Our blessing is going to be found. Our money is going to be found. Everything, Father God. We want to be right in the place, Father God. Plant us, Father God, right where you want us to be, Father God, in the body of Christ and in this generation. And we say, thank you, Lord. We say yes. We say yes. We're going to compare ourselves to nobody else no more. Yes, they're more people. Yes, they're more educated. Yes, they're prettier. Yes, they got more of this and more of that, Father God. But what we have is your calling and your ability to complete the assignment and to do what you call us to do, that we might hear you say, well done, well done. And at the end, we will receive a golden crown. And we say thank you, Father, because life is worth living when we do it that way. Thank you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not be broken. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. Amen. And he is the Lord of Lords. And the Lord keep you and bless you and make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Amen. God bless you. I love you, saints. I love you, love you, love you. Just tell the Lord yes. Pastor Bradford signing out. Love you, love you, love you. Have an awesome day.